It is the review, and it's a lot to get into after Tottenham 2, Liverpool 1, Dan Morgan, Sean Rogers, and Neil Atkinson to go through it. Neil, I think the biggest call pre-match is more than Darwin Nunez, who Klopp says is carrying something very slight around his knee, in case anyone missed that, the selection of Matip again. And just basically what that says first and foremost about his trust in certain individuals this year, Matip being a case in point compared to last. But also, I think it's probably worth noting the run of games that Matip's had. You know, you look at West Ham, Wolves, Villa's going back to there where he starts. You know, teams who will play at some point, whether that be in their build-up or in transition, you know, can look a bit 4-3-3 in the same way Tottenham can. And so you're not coming up against something completely different. And Matip, to his credit, performs well again. I think he justifies the selection here. But, you know, we've talked a lot about the manager getting things right this season. Do you think the call's right for this one from what he goes with from the off?
So I think it's a paired call in that I think he's... I suspect if he'd have started with Trent, he may well have gone with Konate as well. And I think he decides to err on the side of Matip and Gomez, give them another go round. And I think that's the thought process there, really. You know, we don't get to see what the manager's plan was for reasons that are outside of the manager's control, and feelers that are outside of everyone's control, including sanity in a couple of ways. But we don't get to see what his plan was, because it wouldn't have surprised me if, with them obviously wanting to manage Nunez's minutes, but because we know he was prepared to bring him on when they were down to 10, being prepared to bring him on for at least 20 minutes, because of those circumstances, we don't get to see what he might have done. But it wouldn't have surprised me if the moment when he does Trent and Nunez, if he also did Konate at that point in the game as well, that he would use them as almost like a triple shift to almost say Liverpool now we're in a different phase of game. I think he picks a get me through to the hour team, where he also feels as though they can create and they can get something, and they can, you know, I don't think he thinks for a second it's not hanging on for dear life, far from it, but I think he respects the opponents, he respects what they've been doing, I think he respects the fact that they've had a week, so he knows they'll be clever, and that they'll have a couple of things worked out. He also knows how they love to put everything through Basuma and through the middle of the pitch, so he wants to try to protect that space as much as he can as well. So I think that as part of all of that, we end up in a situation where he thinks Gomez, Matip, they'd be more than good enough for me across these previous games. It's not a risk to pick them. What it is it sets up a later opportunity, and I'd rather have my best creative players, my best forceful players, and I include Konate and Trent Alexander-Arnold in that, because what I mean is, the other thing that there's been, and we actually see it in this game, a bit of behavioural thing from Postecoglou with Son, has been he's not had many 90s. He's not played that. I don't think he's finished a game yet. And no matter what the game state is, I think he's come off. So I think that he's also possibly thinking there'll come a moment when we'll press even more. We'll go even higher. We won't have the threat of Son running in behind. We can then be even more bold, and I'll make that sort of shift then. And I think that's what he's thinking is. So I think it's double-edged, really. But I think it's also backing the fact that two footballers in Gomez and Matip have played well for him.